Now the news. I'm Shane Bigham. China's political season's officially underway as the annual session of the country's top political advisory body gets underway in Beijing. The opening meeting of the second session of the 14th CPPCC National Committee approved the agenda for the meetings. Chairman Wang Huning of the Chinese People's Political Consultative Conference National Committee delivered a work report.
We will focus on enhancing the professionalism and representativeness of CPPCC members, creating conditions to help them understand the situation and become familiar with policies, promote in-depth consultation and interaction, and build broad consensus. We have conducted a series of surveys on optimizing the development environment for private enterprises, held special consultations on new urbanization construction and promoting the stable and healthy development of the real estate market, and held four symposiums on macroeconomic situation analysis to help boost development confidence.
CPPCC members serve as advisors for the government. They offer proposals on political, social, and technical issues under the leadership of the Communist Party of China. China's top legislature is set to convene its annual meetings on Tuesday. The second session of the 14th National People's Congress will last until next Monday. Key discussions include the deliberation of the government work report and a review of the draft National Economic and Social Development Plan. Spokesperson Lo Qingjian says the NPC will continue to support the country's high-quality development. Feng Yilei has more.
The agenda, as usual, of course, will include reviewing the government's work report, which China will set its target of economic growth and how it's going to achieve it. And also, for more about the country's economic focus, earlier the NPC spokesperson also emphasized the role of the country's top legislature in providing a legal foundation for economic work and pushing for high-quality development. I should say the NPC's commitment to high-quality legislation is very evident with its focus on reform, opening up, and sustainable development. And this year, efforts will be intensified around key areas such as financial system reform, technological self-reliance, and environmental protection, aiming to underpin China's ambition for high-quality development.
The NPC is marking its 70th anniversary this year. South Korea says it'll suspend the licenses of trainee doctors who've ignored an ultimatum to end a walkout over government plans to increase medical school admissions. Around 9,000 resident and intern doctors walked off the job on February the 20th. That's led to the cancellation of surgeries and treatments, as well as a huge strain on emergency departments across the country. Thousands of South Korean doctors held a mass rally on Sunday, defying official calls for trainee physicians to return to work. The protesting doctors say the government should first address pay and working conditions before trying to increase the number of physicians. Israel's carried out its biggest raid in the occupied West Bank in years, killing a 16-year-old boy in Ramallah, the headquarters of the Palestinian Authority. The attack came as Egyptian media said that talks in Cairo had made progress towards a temporary truce agreement. U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris has urged Hamas to agree to an immediate six-week ceasefire and pushed Israel to allow more aid into Gaza. Hamas has been insisting on a total long-term ceasefire. Israel's killed at least 30,500 Palestinians since October the 7th. Around 1,100 Israelis were killed at the start of the conflict. Several OPEC Plus members have announced extensions of oil output cuts until the second quarter to support the stability and balance of oil markets. OPEC Plus includes members of the Organization of the Petroleum Exporting Countries and their allies. In November last year, Saudi Arabia, Russia, and several other OPEC Plus countries announced voluntary production cuts totaling 2.2 million barrels per day for the first quarter of this year. In sports, China's Yuan Yue downed sixth seed Wang Shiyu in straight sets to win her first WTA title at the ATX Open in Austin, Texas. With the victory, Yuan will be among the top 50 in the latest WTA worldwide rankings. The matches also witnessed the first all-Chinese final outside Asia since Zheng Jie overtook Li Na in the 2006 Astoral Championship. And that's the news. I'm Shane Bigham.